Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Happy New Year! It's the first Sunday of the year, and we're back with the after show for God Friended Me. Season 1, Episode 12, Ready Player 2. So today we're talking about Priya opening up, GoFundMe, and happy birthday, Kara. You guys will want to stick around for our special segment as well. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, this is for you, Kara.
We gonna party like
it's your birthday. That's right.
It is my birthday. It's my birthday.
Yes.
It's a new year. It's the first Sunday of the year.
It is. And it's Kara's birthday, so we had to give you guys a little bit of up in the club.
Right. Some New York in the house.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the after show for God Friended Me. We have episode 12, Ready Player 2. So we're talking, there was so much going on in this episode. So we want to cover everything Priya had going on and all of her unfoldings, the GoFundMe and Heidi James. And of course, happy birthday, Kara, because that came with some stuff too we want to talk about. Plus, you guys want to stick around to the end for our special segment, God Speaks, where we share our own God-friended us moments with through social media, and we have some fan shout-outs. So why don't we dive into this party, since we've already started that way.
Hey, now.
I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and I couldn't do it without my girl.
You know your favorite Afro-Latina, Francelis, here.
Yes, yes. And let's give a shout-out to Mina and Rochelle, who weren't able to make it this week, but we will have them next week, so today out. All right, so what do we think of this? Oh, I'm always so flustered. I had to get my eyes together. I was crying. There was so much going on. What do we think of this episode as a whole?
First show of the year, you guys. Come on. GodFriended does this to me all the time. GodFriended me does this to me all the time, which is they make me so emotional.
I know.
I'm turning into Mina now.
I know.
I'm like, am I crying every week now?
Right.
What's going on? But yes, it was an incredible episode. It was a really great way to come back. I love that they gave us like the little recap at the beginning. So we kind of refreshed because, listen, the holidays, a lot happened and I hibernated. So, yes, I needed a refresher. Thank y'all for that.
Right.
And I was caught up and I'm up to speed and we got right to it. And I'm really grateful that they just did something really interesting tonight that we'll get into later that I really, really loved.
Mm-hmm.
But that... Again, the writing is just really great. I love the new episode.
Yeah, overall, the writing is spectacular. They really have a way of really seamlessly integrating all these plot lines.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, but never did I feel like, okay, wait, what happened with this person?
Right.
What? It's very clear. There's so much synergy in the way everything flows, and it's very emotional, but they have such a great way of making it very emotional, but very joyful at the same time. Like, we're crying, but we're also happy for everyone, and I felt that so many times through this episode. So let's dive right in and talk about Priya and everything she brought to the table. So
sneaky Priya.
And you called it. You were like, I think she knows more than this. And I'm like, I can't tell. But it turns out she's a super hacker. She's stealing stuff. What is going on?
The funny thing is, while we were watching, I was like, what if she's Falcon? And of course she's not, because you were like, well, how could she send the link to the hearing aid article while she was standing right there? And I was like, yeah, but something in my spirit, the God on the inside was talking to me during this episode. Come on, won't he do
Somebody.
It? He was giving me the Spidey sense that she was in on this in some kind of way. Shout outs to Spider-Man Universe that just won a Golden Globe for Best Animated Film. That's why I'm all in there. I'm in my tingly sense.
Right.
So, yes, I felt that she was in on it in some kind of way. And we did find out that she, like you said, is a super hacker and was in this trio and all that stuff. And so, yeah, she was in on it somehow.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so we find out. So, first she sits everybody down like, you know, I basically followed what you were doing to find out where he was going to be to see if he was there, because she's looking for Falcon too, and instead she found them. And right. she starts unfolding all this information like, well, I didn't know you, so I didn't tell you. So she's looking for Falcon, they're looking for Falcon, and, you know, Miles comes up upon this Everett Award after finding out. So first Priya is saying, like, I don't know anything, I'm not a hacker, they did this, you know, all of this, but she won an award with the Bill Gates of AI and Henry Chase.
Simon Hayes.
Yes, Simon Hayes. And then she kind of, you know, on a lunch break, takes the USB. And I know they were freaking out a little bit about that. So what do you think about how she concealed that information? And do you think she's still hiding things?
Of course.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Not that I'm a hacker or anything, or I know about this world. Yes, and from what I know, people who delve into this kind of world, that's why they have code names. That's why they never go by their real names. There's a lot of secrecy because it's illegal. There's a lot of things about not getting caught. Although whatever they were doing, they found a way to legalize it and make a lot and a lot and a lot of money off of it. Because for you to own a whole floor, ma'am.
Right.
The whole 57th floor is yours.
Right.
Let's talk about this.
In New York.
It's... Hello. Jaw dropped when I saw the view.
Right.
I don't know about y'all, but that's my dream home. Let's be clear.
Seriously.
So, I mean, again, there's something that they did to legitimize the illegal stuff. Because whatever coding in that kind of way isn't right. legal. So there's something that Henry didn't agree with, which yes. is why he left in the first place. So, yes, I think there's a lot she's not telling us. And maybe her finding him is not for good reason at all.
That's what I'm concerned with, because this kind of gives me Breaking Bad vibes. I don't know if you guys were a fan of Breaking Bad back in the day, but they had this whole company, Grey Matter. And, you know, Walt ended up breaking off because the three partners couldn't get along, couldn't agree. The partners went on and, you know,
right.
he did his thing. And that's what happened with them. Priya and Simon mm-hmm. were in it for the money. So like right. you said, all the code stuff, the things that go on behind it, and Henry Chase, even for them to even think he's affiliated or is the God account, tells you what kind of heart he has.
Yes.
And it didn't match up. And obviously Priya went with the money because that 57th floor.
And here's my thing. It sounds like she already knows all this information.
Yeah.
Especially when she was like, he's trying to make a point by using our servers. Because she said Simon's servers, but really, you're making that money too, honey. So it's your server as well.
Right.
So you know that this God account is real and that this is what he's doing. Maybe she's trying to shut it all down. Although she's telling Miles, don't let anything get in your way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing about the good book.
Tell it.
Let me sip my tea.
Stay tuned.
So, the good book says that he will reveal himself as a sheep in, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, like, things will appear just the way you want them to. Everything that glitter isn't gold.
Yes.
She has all this stuff.
Yes.
I think someone who has that amount of money and that amount of access will do whatever it takes to be able to keep it. And yeah. who knows what Henry is doing that may be creating something to change the course of her and Simon's lifestyle.
Right, because if he dipped out like that, they're just something about their morals that don't coincide with each other. Because he dipped all the way out. He didn't move states. We can't find
him. Off the grid.
He's off the grid.
Doesn't want to be found.
Right.
So, yeah, no. I don't believe her. She's telling lies.
Yeah, it seemed like all along this episode, it's like if you don't ask her the right questions, she's not going to tell you. Mm-hmm. She's also not going to tell you anything until she feels like unraveling it, revealing it herself.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you feel, and this is for y'all at home too, go ahead and put it down in the comments if you need to.
Right.
Withholding information. Is that
lies.
Lying? Yep. Is that a lie?
Yes,
because, you know,
is.
People love to say that. Like, I didn't lie. I just didn't give that information.
If I ask, if you are doing something and I ask you, what did you do today? And uh-huh. you're constantly omitting certain information.
Omission of the truth.
You're not being honest. There's a dishonesty there. To me, it's the same as lying.
Okay.
Especially because the way she was approached with them, it was very honest. She gave them the little article. She's been feeding them what she's wanting to feed them all along to self-serve.
It's very
manipulating. So she's a liar to me.
It's very manipulating.
It is manipulating. So, yeah.
Well, there we have it. Priya is a manipulator.
Yeah.
But shout outs to Priya. I wish I knew her real name. The actress who plays Priya on God Friended Me was also in Bird Box.
Yes.
If you were on Netflix during the holiday season, like the rest of the 45 million people that watched on the first week.
Right.
Yeah, Priya. Shout out to you.
Yeah, I love seeing her. She's so great. And so yes. It did also, and you know, at the end when she called Miles to say goodbye, to be honest, I wasn't clear if she knew where he was or not. Where is she going? Because she made it sound like she found... I'm listening, girl. I'm listening. She first was... He's like, oh, did you find him? And she kind of alluded to yes.
Right.
Although, oh, I didn't see it the whole time. And it was right in front of me. And
she was speaking in code.
She was speaking in code.
In parables, people.
Exactly. And then she went on to... He was like, well, do you know where he is? Where is he? She's like, I don't know, but I'm going... I can't.
It's too much.
She's not...
Ain't nobody got time for you.
Yeah, we're going to have to move on from her because it's still such a mystery. She seems sweet, but Miles, Kara, and Rakesh are very... They remind me, you know, of people I associate. A little bit green.
Yes.
Pretty open-hearted. And they just want to do the right thing and the good thing. And it's hard to work with people who want to cut corners, decipher, manipulate. Like, you could have laid this all out when I met you in the park. Two episodes ago.
Well.
So, you know, we'll find out about that. But let's move on and talk about this GoFundMe. They get a new friend situation.
Well, it's interesting because this time the God account wasn't as direct in terms of a friend suggestion.
Exactly.
It was, I'm going to put a link to an article on your page, which led to finding out who this person was. And let's help them raise more money on their GoFundMe account, which then leads to we know who she is and her parents and the whole spider web of how they're all connected. But it was still the same mission.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the way it came together and how it ended was just like any other episode with a friend suggestion. So
yeah. And I do like that they're switching it up and they're sticking to the theme of social media. We all know GoFundMe. We've all seen these things.
Yes.
And I really like the way they unraveled that. And I liked... Kara has always been really gung-ho about this stuff, but I really like how she was just... more into taking the lead on things. Like, well, I think we're supposed to help find the parents, and I think we're supposed to... I noticed a lot, we find that Kara's overstepping her boundaries. Sometimes we look at her like, girl, that's... You doing too much, or you saying too much.
Listen.
But she always kind of ends up... Right, you gotta be risky. That's the journalist in her, I think.
It is. Yes, and... You couldn't do that to me, girlfriend. Don't try it with a black girl. You might get slapped. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'd have to go to my prayer closet about after it slapped you. But hey, I might have to butcher in your place for overstepping.
Right.
Because I got these boundaries.
Right.
Don't cross them.
That was deep because she was like, actually, I had a friend of mine run your idea.
Right. Like, girl, what are you doing? But at the end of the day, it's a TV show and it works out for the greater good at the end of the day.
We were looking at that like, oh my goodness,
she means well. She really does.
Yeah.
She does.
And I like how it works out because she has a very timid voice and her look is very soft and mild mannered. But
although
she's got
her pink little jacket, like the jacket today, she was looking snazzy.
You popping Kara, we like that. So it's like, it's nice that she has that flavor to kind of off balance, you know, because she'll go get it. And if you're not going to do it, Kara's going to get it done. She's going to bring the issues to the table.
For sure.
And knock them out. So I loved how, again, that the friend suggestion was tied to the church.
Yes.
And how, you know, even Reverend Finer lit up when he talked about her parents. I know that had to be so healing for Heidi.
What do we think
about that?
I was in my feelings like Drake. It was crazy. Here's the thing. You know, again, similar to Kara's storyline, you know, you think your parents didn't want you and they abandoned you. And you just don't know people's circumstances to why they make certain choices. Although it is really difficult to see that they managed to still stay together and then have a whole other child, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of like, wow, I'm not the child they could have. But again, it's all about reconciliation and forgiveness, and life takes us on certain paths and journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she wouldn't be who she was.
Exactly.
Had they not given her up.
Yep.
Had they not given her up, they probably would have been on the food stamp line, you know? And not that there's anything wrong with that, because that's why it's there to help people. Yes, and her white adopted family afforded her the opportunity to be able to afford to go to a school like Stanford mm-hmm. and for her to go into medicine mm-hmm. and be able to accomplish something as great as having this research and this lab. So again, even what we feel is tragedy,
right.
God turns it around for the greater good.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of sacrifice in that too.
Yes.
Because she didn't get what she wanted. And sometimes we don't. But, you know, that also goes, you know, to the God, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. So we don't understand, but we see in the unfolding, and then after the unfolding, we were able to see in retrospect. So it's like she had to sacrifice not having her parents and whatever thoughts came with feeling abandoned and all that for so long. But like you said, had the James not took on the Yang so she could go to school and do everything, how would she have gotten to the place to be able to provide her niece?
Right. She got a sister and a niece all in a day. Oh my gosh. She started signing to her niece.
Oh,
I fell out.
On.
I was done.
That was it.
Took me out. I don't know about y'all at home. If you had a dry eye, then
you're a psychopath.
God bless you.
No, that was so good. So from being adopted to, and then not only that, but I thought she was going to meet her parents. God friend in me loves giving us these twists and turns. I thought her dad was going to open the door and it was right. going to be like, oh my God. I thought maybe at max, her mom, Cynthia, might have passed away.
Right.
And then she would have been able to reconcile. Right. But the fact that her parents died 2 months ago, there has to be some residual butt kicking she's probably doing for herself for not going for it. You right. moved to New York. You know, it took care to kind of push you to be like, okay, but you were from Seattle, but you moved here, right? So
right.
you wanted to see something, and she wasn't able to find him. But I just thought that was so sad, too. So there was just a lot of layers to that.
A lot of layers. It. And the importance, I think, the message that I received was that there is breakthrough for someone else through your testimony. Again, had yeah. Kara not been so transparent about her own journey with finding her own mother.
Wait, and reconciled and transparent.
Yes.
Kara had to go through her healing earlier in the season.
Well, she's still healing.
She is.
And clearly, because, you know, she was triggered mm-hmm. in this episode, which we'll get into about her birthday. But there's still moments of triggering. And that's what people don't seem to understand, that relationships mm-hmm. are mirrors. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to trigger our traumas. They're going to trigger things in us. And that's the work about relationships, whether it's friendship, whether it's romantic. It's going to do things. It's all about serving us and us becoming better.
Yeah.
And so, again, the transparency and the honesty, and I like that about her, that she is honest about where she's wrong. And she apologizes. And she's like, look, I know I may have overstepped. Yes, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 blah. And so there's something that, although I'd want to slap her for overstepping, at the same time, there's this grace and mercy you want to give her because you see her heart.
Yes.
And the Lord doesn't judge us based on our actions because he knows that we're not perfect. He judges us by the heart. Like, yep. what's in your heart? Because there are people that give lots of money and they seem like they're great people, but their heart is really in it for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
It's all about they want to show off that they're good people.
Right.
Their heart's not in the right place.
Right.
That's from a very ego place. And yeah. God doesn't like that. So again, he sees what's really in our hearts. And Kara, at the end of the day, I believe, has a really good heart.
Yeah, and it shows, which is, you know, the reason why her apology, she's given the mercy and grace and the apologies make sense. And, you know, like I said, the boldness, but you talk about, what is that, the verse about God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but he gives us the boldness. Like,
yes.
she's moving in that.
2 Timothy, y'all.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go open your book this week.
Yeah.
Get in that word.
Yes, please. That's so true. But I love that. And it's just, again, I think that this show is something where everyone can really learn and glean from
mm-hmm.
in many different ways, depending yes. on how they want to move in the spirit, you know. And I think each person does an amazing example of that, from Rakesh to Miles to Kara to Allie
yes.
to Reverend Biner, everyone. You know, they really, the way they move is something we can all learn from. So let's see. The GoFundMe, the sister, that was really cute. Let's talk about this happy birthday, Kara, moment. Because I know I was
happy
feeling some kind of way.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Okay.
So happy birthday, Kara. We kind of had like different thoughts on this when it first
yes.
started. Because you were thinking, okay, Kara, like your mom already apologized.
I was like, are we still on this?
But I definitely felt like, the opposite, because I can understand the unpacking. And then Kara mentioned it later in the episode where it's like, I definitely forgive you, but things are going to still come up.
Yes.
We didn't talk about the birthday because I didn't have one. Now my birthday's here. And now I'm like, I'm kind of aggravated that you weren't, you know, the birthday thing became sensitive. So how do you feel about how she responded to her mom about the birthday situation in the park?
Again, I'm well aware that we'll be triggered, which also our triggers are indicators of where we are in our process.
Yes.
And so she really hasn't forgiven her mom. This is what was revealed in this episode. Because again, if you're triggered to the point of that kind of anger and that kind of still resentment, then the forgiveness hasn't completely happened, which is fine. But again, you can't say you've forgiven someone. Now, you don't get to dictate how long it takes me to forgive you.
Okay.
So again, that's what happens. Like even in marriages, when someone decides not to leave, and maybe the husband or the wife, depending on who's the one who did the wronging, the other spouse feels like, man, you're still here. You should be over it by now. You don't get to dictate when I'm over it.
Right.
So I'm aware that she still needs time to heal. But then you can't say that you've forgiven, which is why I'm glad that later on in the episode she says she's still unpacking and trying to figure out how to do this. Because I think she's had her own self-reflection moment. Like, wait, maybe I haven't really forgiven her all the way, because here I am being angry at her when we're still, like, should be in a good place.
But I guess, and that's an interesting perspective, because I wouldn't have seen it that way. And I was able to relate to Kara on a personal level with this, because I'm like that. And the intention in the forgiveness is forgiveness, but for the person. But then when something comes up, I think Kara is evolved enough in the writing, and we're evolved enough to just realize it's situational. Because I didn't feel like she was necessarily mad at her mom in the park. Something had come up, and like now it's like, for me, if something comes up, I'm dealing with it. So you might see it in my face and my body language. And I might need to go away to just kind of, why am I feeling like this? The feeling came up. It's not that I don't love you. It's not that I didn't forgive you, but I'm feeling aggy over this.
Well,
so what do you think?
I want to interject a little bit, because you said, because we want to be very mindful of our words in 2019, y'all.
Okay.
So you had said forgiveness for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we always hear this quote in church communities that forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you.
Okay.
And that's why I can say she hasn't fully forgiven her.
Okay.
Because forgiveness isn't for her, it's for herself.
Right.
And so when you truly forgive someone, you're not going to have all that there, because you've released it. And she hasn't released it if she's still being triggered.
But you don't think
angry.
She's released it in the towards the mom? Because I didn't feel like she was angry with her mom. I felt like she was angry with the situation. So I think the forgiveness is there, but the healing is not done. And I don't know. I'm separating it. We might be saying the same thing. But
I think it's the same in a particular way, because it's not, she's not angry with her mom in that moment,
right,
per se, because, oh, we're here, we're having this talk, we're walking around. Like, again, that's residual hurt and residual pain.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. You think you're healed.
Right.
You think you've already been over this. And then God will test you to see if you're really healed in that area.
Absolutely.
So here I am just walking with you, and I think that I'm over it.
Right.
And you bring up something,
and
I realize that I'm not.
That's,
so the forgiveness hasn't completely happened yet.
Wow, okay. Well, I'll take that. You know, I'll definitely take that.
That's
interesting, because then it makes me, I want to try to think back to when she first met her mom and she was kind of getting over this stuff. I don't know. It's like, as humans, how do you identify that without the certain triggers coming up? You know what I mean? It's like,
that's why healing is a process.
Yeah, it's a process.
It doesn't happen just from saying, I forgive you.
Right. And that's why I'm glad I'm still unpacking it.
Yeah.
She definitely is. Because Lord knows something else might come up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know. But I definitely think a lot of that, the way it came up and the healing that came with it, was the birthday cards.
Yes, that was so nice.
Like, we're getting the constant thing here. Like, Heidi James wasn't sure if her parents loved her. She right. got that confirmation. They didn't want to give her up. They were young and being threatened with being disowned. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to give her a bad life. So the love was there. Same thing with Kara. It's not that, yes, I wasn't there for your birthdays. We didn't handle everything. I said, I'm sorry. But just know I was always thinking of you. Yes. Like, that has got to be so healing. So I'm cool with that. If you're going to unpack and then get the love with it, I think that's what's going to give Kara the deep, solid, full healing. Yeah.
Yes. And now her mom is going to be there for every birthday moving forward.
Exactly.
And I'm so glad that her mom decided to be present.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, because that moment in the park with Miles, she's like, oh, I kind of just want her to be with her friends. And I'm like, this is all about you not being there, you know? And so it's important for you to be there as much as you might think it's uncomfortable. Again, those things that were... And I went to church today, and the pastor talked about that today. A lot of the things that we're called to do that we're really uncomfortable about or we're shy to do, that's more often than not the thing that we're really supposed to do.
Right.
You know, and so again, you know what you're supposed to do, and that thing you're supposed to do, then all of a sudden you act confused with God, like, is this really what I'm supposed to do?
I need confirmation again.
Can you send me another sign?
Right.
make it loud and clear, this is where I should go.
Right, right. It's very true. And I like the way her mom has been handling things because she's been extremely mindful. Because her mom could be aggravated too. It's like, girl, I already said sorry. Like, okay, you know, I get you're upset. There could be parts of her that are aggravated, but she still shows up very peaceful, very mindful of how Kara could possibly be feeling, even without Kara being clear about her feelings all the time. And I really like that. And even with her starting, like, I just wanted to pop by and give you a gift. Like, mom, kudos. Like, I love that. High five.
High five, mom.
Speaking of dropping by the party.
Separation of church and state is now in session.
So. Nia.
Hey, honey.
Hi, girl.
Kudos to Nia for putting her big girl panties on in this episode. Clap it up for her.
We like that. We like the solid communication.
She was being real grown.
She really was, because I'm going to tell you one thing. Right when the show opened, you know, I already had a problem.
You were being petty. Petty,
big petty over here. I was mad. I just want to let y'all know.
She was like, my man couldn't have a friend like that. I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. The way he be looking in Kara's eyes, smiling, cheesing, touching her. What is going on?
Tell me how you really feel.
What's going on? I want to know what's going on. So, Nia said it differently. You know, I got an opportunity to learn
how to be a grown up about it and not petty McBoots.
Yeah. And actually, you would be proud of me because I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I actually have a little bit more adult in me.
He's working on all of us.
He's working on all of us. But yeah, right from the jump, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with my man with this girl all the time. Like, what is he doing? What are you doing? I would just want to know what's going on.
Here's the thing, and I say this often here if you've been with us since episode one, God is love.
Amen.
And God is a gentleman, and he gave us free will.
Absolutely.
He doesn't force himself on us. And I think that when we get in relationships, there's a sense of possessiveness as if we own somebody. And you don't own anyone just because you're with them. They have their life, and you have yours, and you have to give them free will. They're going to do what they want to do regardless.
Absolutely.
And again, you have to trust that whatever is yours, can't no one come and take it.
Yeah.
So if someone strays or goes to someone else or finds another relationship in that person, then what you had wasn't solid enough.
And it wasn't yours.
And it wasn't yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely agree 1,000,000%. But let's also, for the sake of relationships, even with that mindset, obviously there was still a question mark somewhere. Because Nia, at the birthday party, was very much like, sir.
Because here's the thing. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's something that you can feel. And again, Nia is agnostic, so she won't say her spirit. But again, God will give you the spirit of discernment, and you can pick up on things. And that thing that you feel, I have a girlfriend that says all the time, like, if there's something off about you when I first meet you, I'm not going to stick around or wait to find out what's that thing that I don't
that's
like.
Such good advice.
Because again, that's your gut. That's God talking to you. Yeah. And then when you question that, then you find out. And then you're with all this hurt. And as you get older, you learn to just trust your gut and exit stage left way before you... When life forces you to exit stage left.
Do you know that is my goal for 2019? You do not understand how all my life...
Number one spiritual goal.
I ignore that. Like, you think, and you're, oh, well, you know, let me just see. They didn't do anything. Oh, I understand. Oh, they're good people, but, like...
Listen, and here's the thing. I believe that this is the first episode that Nia really picked up on the energy full force.
Right.
And she went with it as soon as she picked it up. She's like, look, we're going to stop right here. I'm not saying I'm jealous, because look, what's mine is mine. That's what I think. She did it with confidence and grace and love, and left the ball in his court for him to make the choice. Yeah. She didn't force him. She didn't give him an ultimatum. That's grown woman status.
Whoop, whoop.
Take a page out of Nia's book, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay. I love that. Definitely giving someone the choice. She said, I know what I want, and I want to share it all with you.
Yes.
When you're ready to do the same, let me know. Yes. That's simple. He sure didn't get up and walk out that door to follow her, though.
No, he did not.
What, he needed time to think about? See, that's so... So, that's the part.
Don't be petty.
Yeah, I'm not going to be petty.
Let's give a special shout out to the people. We're not going to be petty.
We're not going to be petty. Yeah. So, but yeah, I really like the way she did that. And I'm curious to see how things unfold and what's going to happen.
Let's see.
So that's that. I love the episode. I love what the writers are doing. And we definitely, I think it'd be time to jump into our special segment.
Let's do it. I'm getting
special
ready.
Special segment, God Speaks.
Let me pull up my... Because you know God's always talking to me.
God is always talking to all of us.
All of us. He's always
media.
Speaking. He's always speaking.
Yes. So on this portion of God Speaks, we have... Dun, dun, dun.
So on Instagram, every morning, I repost, if you follow me, at Sally Hangout. Mm-hmm. Shameless plug. I always repost on my story source messages I really love. And today the source message was, this coming week is setting the stage for some of the biggest breakthroughs. Important seeds will manifest in what will seem like meaningless experiences and interactions. Perhaps an old opportunity that you didn't seize the first time around will make its way back again. Or you'll have a conversation with someone that sparks a fresh perspective within you. Or you'll meet someone new who shifts you into a more productive direction. It can come in any form, so just keep your eyes and heart open, because your energy is making strides to attract your desires.
I love that.
So good.
Stride. All the language in there was so good.
So rich. I really feel like God is always speaking, but again, it's so important to keep your eyes and your heart open.
Right.
Because again, you might not always see, but your heart will feel it, you know? So you, again, faith is the belief in the things unseen, so.
Well, the episode is perfect telling of that. They got a friend request for a GoFundMe page about a hearing aid thing, but with the heart, Kara was able to see, like...
You better bring it full circle,
you know?
Sis. Come on, sis.
So it's the same, and I love it. I love it. So, no, that was really great. And I'm always checking your page for those. Thank you, because it blesses me.
Yay.
So what I found is an affirmation. I'm sure you guys know Idillionaire. She's amazing. I'm attracting better because I have discovered that it all starts with me. Mm. I am going to change myself first so that everything can align for me. Mm. I'm not going to blame anyone. I'm going to take responsibility for my life. The better I become, the better I attract. And I'm obsessed.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, I'm obsessed with things like that, especially in an age where we have social media, so much gossip, so much. People love talking about people, what they did, what they not about to deal with, canceling folks. But sweetie, like, focus on yourself. Be the man in the mirror.
Yes.
We all have things to fix and grow on. And I just don't think we have time to be analyzing other people and what they've got going on. But if we take all of that outside energy and, you know, bring it within... knowing that everything can align for us, the better we become, that is a full-time job. That's a full-time job to better yourself.
Listen, I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, I just think that's really important. So, yes, that was the way God spoke to us. And so you guys can share with the comments if you feel like God speaks to you in any different kind of way in social media. Mm. Put it in the comments below. We would love to see it. But we want to give a shout out to the fans for Godfriended Me. We have Scott Gammon. This is what Sunday nights are all about. Hashtag Godfriended Me. Very simple, but I mean, some people like football. Some people watch Godfriended Me.
Hey,
it's
now.
A thing.
Yes.
And then channel watchers. After binging, hashtag Godfriended Me. This weekend to catch up, I adore how beautifully written and thought out this whole show and the characters are. If someone said I'd love the show so much when I first... If someone said I'd love the show so much when first watching it, I'd have laughed. But this is my favorite new show this season.
That's great.
So that's amazing. God friended me. Writers, cast, crew, you guys are doing your job. You're inspiring. People are getting into it. And whether they're new, like we've got a brand new binge watcher who didn't even think they'd be into this.
Right.
And they love the show. So you guys are doing it.
It's perfect. During the break, I've had some friends who know I'm on the AfterBuzz show and took the time during the break to binge on the show too. And
yes.
Have been getting a few text messages like, are you on tonight? Are you on tonight? I was like, I'm on tonight.
Yes.
Watch me on the after show. And they're like, I caught up. I'm all caught up. So it's great. It's
yeah,
great.
We love it. So before we get out of here, let's chat predictions just a little bit. What's going to happen?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, what's going to happen next episode?
I mean,
how are you feeling?
So it's so crazy. I don't know how these people are going to handle 76 friend requests.
76.
But I do want to say that God speaks in threes, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I think it's so interesting that at the top of the episode, we had threes. We had, you know, Simon, Henry, and Priya. And now we have Rakesh, Kara, and Miles. So I think there's something interesting about this trio and what they're going to do. And I think that because God speaks in threes, it's so important. I think that to be able to handle that many, they're really going to have to lean on each other mm-hmm. and their strengths, because where someone else is weak, your counter is strong, which is so important to remember who you keep surrounded around you, because iron will sharpen iron. So I really just believe that next week is really going to test their friendship and their faith.
Yeah, and I would have to agree with that. So I second that motion. And I'm also excited to see, is Jaya going to visit?
Yes,
because when you yeah. So when you talk about threes, they also kind of have like Jaya, Ali, and Reverend Finer.
Right.
Just to kind of back them up. They might need a little help. You know, because Ali comes through with the word.
Yes.
Jaya comes through with the support. And Reverend Finer has his own different angles that he covers as a father, a reverend, and just an understander and lover of people.
Yes.
So they got another little trinity to back them up a little bit. But I'm interested to see how the 76 friend, maybe it's like a group of people. Or a class, I don't know. And I definitely want to see if Miles reveals his breakup and how Kara receives that information.
Ooh.
All right. So that's it, guys.
That's it.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Yes. Happy New Year. I hope your 2019 has been fantastic thus far.
Amazing. I'm a little sad, guys. I'll be gone for a little bit because God has blessed me with an incredible opportunity.
Yes.
I'm going to do a play. So I'll call in and maybe make some surprise. But the girls are going to hold it down.
Yes,
follow
we
me
are.
At Selly Hangout at all things to make sure that you can stay tuned with what I got going on. But I'll be watching with y'all and in the comments.
Yes, congratulations, girl. And thank you guys so much for watching. I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Alexander.
Bye, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.